Texte numéro 80. The arsenic in our drinking water. The baby with the runny nose. The infant with a stubborn cough. Now scientists suspect that these ailments, and many others far more severe, may be linked in part to a toxic element common in drinking water. The element is naturally occurring arsenic, which swirls in a dark metalloid shimmer in soil and rock across much of the United States and in many other countries. It seeps into groundwater, but because the contamination tends to be minor in this country, for many years its presence was mostly noted and dismissed by public health researchers. They've changed their minds. Long famed for its homicidal toxicity at high doses, a number of studies suggest that arsenic is an astonishingly versatile poison, able to do damage even at low doses. Chronic low-dose exposure has been implicated not only in respiratory problems in children and adults, but in cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancers of the skin, bladder, and lung. Trace amounts in the body interfere with tumour-suppressing glucocorticoid hormones, studies show, which is one reason that arsenic exposure has been linked to a range of malignancies. Arsenic also interferes with the normal function of immune cells. It damages lung cells and causes inflammation of cells in the heart. Researchers first became aware of these problems in so-called hotspot countries like Bangladesh, where arsenic levels in water can top one part per million. Decades ago, public health agencies there sought to replace microbe-contaminated surface water with well water. Only later did geological surveys reveal significant aquifer contamination from bedrock arsenic. Scientists now report health risks at lower and lower levels of exposure in that country. In July, researchers at the University of Chicago found that residents of Bangladesh chronically exposed to arsenic at a mere 19 parts per billion showed signs of reduced lung function. At levels of 120 ppb or higher, their ability to take in oxygen resembled that of a long-term smoker. Bangladesh is unfortunately a living laboratory for the health effects of arsenic, said Habibul Hassan, the lead author of the study and director of the Center for Cancer Epidemiology and Prevention at the University of Chicago. Dr. Hassan, a native of Bangladesh, is one of the organisers of a long-term study of arsenic and health in that country, which now has 30,000 people enrolled. In 2010, he reported that 24% of all deaths from chronic disease in his study population could be attributed to drinking arsenic-contaminated well water. "We need to take arsenic exposure very seriously," Dr. Hassan said. That seems to be today's watchword. Researchers have begun a widespread re-evaluation of arsenic as a public health threat, not only in water, but in food supply. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2013.